to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mix some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
It's hump day, everybody. Welcome to the patio. It is hump day, everybody.
Hump day.
We've made it halfway through the week, and oh, what a week it was so far. The week that was and whiz and was and was. Today, though, is National TV Dinner Day.
Love a TV dinner.
You know what? Do they even call them TV dinners anymore?
Yeah, sure.
I remember being a kid, I would want that over whatever.
But they came in like 10 and stuff back in the day.
Oh, that was fun.
Then, the microwave ruined everything. Yeah, that microwave ruined. We're going to have that discussion. Did the microwave
the first
oven.
What am I putting in a microwave?
With the metal? How far can you walk on Legos? I'm not walking very far.
I'm not taking a step on Legos.
We're going to talk about Life of a Mermaid, and it is, on a solemn note, it is 9/11 Eve. No. Tomorrow is 9/11. Rest in peace to all those people. But first and foremost, Father Fortenberry, don't let me suck the air out of the room.
9/11 Eve, we'll never forget. Also, we will never forget tomorrow's Big Steve's birthday.
Oh.
That's how I always remember Steve's birthday. Here he was with balloons flying and... On a somber day. But anyway, hey y'all out there at YouTube land, thank y'all for joining us.
Wes is back in studio with us, if he'll get off his phone.
That's still me you're looking at.
Yeah, though. I know. I was waiting for him to get off his phone.
Does he have a better looking beard to make? Yes, he does.
No, it's the camera. Gary went from the worst camera to the best.
No, his beard, the white really put some elegance in his beard.
Yes, elegance.
He's got the women beating his door down. Oh, we're going to have to need an update on his personal ads. We're not running.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wes, how are you this evening? National TV dinner done.
I am doing wonderful. I am doing great. Glad to be here again.
Another adjective on how you're doing? Doing fantastic.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You already used it.
Oh, well, fantastic. Great.
Exuberant.
Exuberant. Amazing.
Do you know what? I just think about something. If he's ever in a car wreck, they're going to swear he got stung by a bee and his eyes are swollen. Look at
the cheeks. I'm sorry.
I think he's part Eskimo.
No.
Anyway, what does your shirt say there?
I'm trying to show it off to the camera. Remember our fallen.
Yep. Remember our fallen.
So, look,
100%.
Look at his cheeks and look at my cheeks.
We got the same cheeks.
That's you.
No. My cheeks.
Yeah.
There's your cheeks. His cheeks.
So
it's the eyes.
When I smile, like my eyes will lie, eyes are closed.
Yeah.
Donatello, if I laugh while I'm driving, I'll wreck.
Probably so. Marty Moore, how are you this hump day?
Doing good. It's been a long week.
Speaking of big cheeks, old Marty with that cake.
You got some cake cheeks.
Welcome, cheeks. Everybody. I got sidetracked at one item, so I tried to plan it out.
Sorry.
The most important thing about today, well, maybe not, I shouldn't say that, but anyway, it's National TV Dinner Day. Do you think they chose TV Dinner Day before 9/11 on purpose?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
probably on purpose, though.
I don't know if that'd be planned. In
1953, Swanson's and Sons changed the prepackaged meal business forever, introducing the TV dinner, and it revolutionized frozen food. In 1962, Swanson stopped using the name TV dinner. Wow, that's all I ever knew it as.
Yeah.
What is it now?
I don't know. In the United States, the term remains synonymous with any prepackaged dinner. The first Swanson TV dinner consisted of a Thanksgiving meal of turkey, cornbread dressing, peas, sweet potatoes.
That sounds so good.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think they make one that doesn't have those little green peas in that I literally, that is on one of my worst foods ever. I'd have to be starving.
Yeah, green English peas, yes.
Y'all don't like English peas?
No.
No.
Can't eat them.
That's no. What I was
would you eat lima beans, though?
Nope. Yeah, I like lima beans.
I can't stand lima beans. I can't stand peas. I don't like that bread, that texture. I don't know.
Back in the day, if you wanted a pot pie, you better put that joker in way before you get hungry.
Oh, God, yeah, like 45 minutes. Yeah. 45 minutes.
But it'd be crispy on top, too.
Oh, it was great, but you'd start it as time it got done.
So, it take like 12 hours and 45 minutes to cook it.
You
got to
put it in before you go to work.
Yeah.
So when you think about, I know when I think about
you can
TV
cook
dinner.
A brisket before you get done with your...
when you think about a TV dinner, what sticks out to you?
Oh, Mr. Swanson, oh, what's the Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak. With the mashed potatoes?
What's your favorite?
Salisbury steak. Take his phone. This dude's having a whole other conversation
Salisbury steak.
Don't I usually, though?
Yeah.
Hey, no. See, I've got something totally different. I like Marie Callender's chicken pot pies.
That is not a TV dinner.
That is 100%.
We literally had this discussion before. Did we not, James?
Frozen. It's in the same section.
So ice cream's a TV dinner.
No, it's in a different section. It's in the dessert section. Frozen dessert section. Well, Marie Callender's pot pie is in the same section.
I think it has to be to be classified as a TV dinner, has to be on a tray, have dividers, and have separate food dishes.
Oh, great. No. Because, right now the frozen dinners that are leading the nation are Mandarin Orange Chicken, Trader Joe's Beef and Broccoli, P.F. Chang's Chicken Lo Mein.
I'm going to say this.
I'm going to try that.
The P.F. Chang frozen boxes.
Good.
So when did they start taking the crappy brownies out of TV dinners?
Can you bring up a good point? I forgot about the brownies. They were crappy, but...
They were crappy, but they don't put them in there anymore.
So...
How about grow for English peas?
Yeah, that's just it.
I like English peas on top of mashed potatoes.
Mix them in together.
Oh, that sounds so terrible. Why would you ruin mashed potatoes?
They don't fall everywhere. You can just take a forkful of them and they stick together.
Who here eats shepherd pie?
I like shepherd pie.
It has peas in it.
I pick them out.
How do you pick something such a BB out?
I do. I pick them out. There'll be like this whole pie. Give me one of them non-TV dinner chicken pot pies. Wes talking about.
Terry says,
you're going to see a pile of green peas before I ever start eating.
Terry sits down at a restaurant with the English shepherd's pie. The guy says, watch, this guy's going to just destroy it. He's just like delicately pulling out the peas.
So, Wes, just so you know, the brownie was added in the 1960s and it was never removed. It was just one of several dessert options. So if you dig around in that frozen cabinet.
Okay, so I will say this. You say that.
Yeah. Y'all make me want that damn.
I see the apples a lot.
Yes.
Oh, the candied apples.
Yeah, it was like four of them.
Yeah.
Baked apples,
yes. Didn't it seem like when you was a kid that TV dinner was huge?
It did.
Like the Hunger Man TV dinner was huge. Now you pull it out and it's like, what happened to that big?
Shit, let me get two of them.
Yeah, hey, I ain't going to lie. I was just thinking that fat guy thing here. But you microwave one. And you take it out and you put another one in for you when you get done with the other one.
That's why they make the family size with six of them Salisbury steaks. So,
that's what I learned out of the family.
So who takes their mashed potatoes that come in there and pick up the corn with the mashed potatoes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, the mashed potatoes are gross. But
why do you need to do that with a TV dinner? Do you not do that with every, like, corn?
Not really. Because usually I don't have mashed potatoes and corn. Like, that's not a combination.
You don't have two starches?
Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean, Thanksgiving dinner, but usually it's natural.
We're getting so close, I cannot wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. I'm so hungry.
Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes. For some reason, it's on time we'll do dressing. I don't know why.
Somebody says stuffing. It ain't
stuffing. Stuffing.
And pecans.
Pecans and
stuff. So the very first TV dinners were created by, this is a guy says it's somebody else side Swanson. That one says Swanson. They were called Strato plates and sold to airline staff and passengers in 1940.
Okay, I can believe that.
I can believe that.
They barely got done before the flight was over.
Okay, Swanson is credited with calling them TV dinners and getting them out to the house. Now, look at this TV dinner meal right here. Now, that is what I remember.
Damn. One looking line. Fat right there. Look at that.
I might even eat them green peas.
Is that a
happy? Does anybody say go back to the 50s?
That's a wing, a leg. Or is
that? That's a thigh. A wing.
That's a half a chicken there. Yeah, half a chicken.
And that's peas and carrots.
Hey, does anybody ever wish they could go back to the 50s and live for a little while just to see what it was like?
You know what I'd do? I would go on a plane, smoke. I don't even smoke, but I'd go on a plane and walk around and smoke.
Yes.
Just so I could
do it.
Plane seats were bigger. People dressed up to go on the plane. It's funny. People got wider and the seats got smaller on airplanes.
And people dressed up to go just downtown, like go to the store.
Southwest Airlines, speaking of people getting bigger, Southwest Airlines is changing their policy for people of size like myself. You will be required to purchase two tickets if you cannot stay within the armrest.
Well, why would you not?
I always do. I always buy two tickets.
I mean, that
unless I'm traveling with my wife and kid and we just smush up in there real close together.
But that's fine. Y'all make that choice. Mm-hmm. That's if you're three of y'all getting a three-row seat, That's your row.
But my question is, like, what about me?
What about you?
What about you?
I fit fine in the seat, butt wise.
But his shoulders like, sticking takes over both sides.
He takes up all three seats if he's in the center seat.
Yes, like I'm like, rah.
They're like
rah. But his feet don't touch.
But his feet don't touch. Yeah. They feel sorry for you. They won't enforce it.
I don't know. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just literally asking that as a legitimate question.
So
that's a pretty good question.
I put on a few lbs as my last flight, so I'm curious. I mean, I'll see where I'm at when I get there. Me and Rusty flew one time. We got a little plane. Flew to St. Louis.
I had a ticket on that flight.
Yeah, you did. So
that would have been a crazy story if something had happened.
That had to put more gas in it.
What? So
that would have actually.
Yeah. We get there and the ladies, we get our tickets. We walk up. She says, "All right, step on the scale." I said, "Step on the scale." She said, "Yeah, we did." They know how much fuel to put in. I said, fill this bitch up. let's not leave it to chance here. Let's fill it, top it off. I also asked her, I said, I should have brought my pistol. What's the policy? She said, oh, I'd have never asked you for it. She said, I wouldn't have cared.
Wow.
Air Choice One.
How many people?
I was probably like eight of us. And I'll never forget. So the plane. Me and Rusty was in the back, and the seats in front of us were facing us. And this little girl, she was little. She's probably 18 or 20 years old. She gets on in front of me. She's sitting in front of me holding a Hello Kitty. It's a Hello Kitty backpack. She's kind of squeezing it. I said, "You nervous?" She said, "Yeah, I've never flown before." I said, "Don't worry, sweetheart. We'll be the first ones to see the accident."
But you know, being a fat man like myself, I didn't make the flight up to St. Louis, but I met him at Lambert's the next day.
He did.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm in the plane, and the seat's leaning back, and I'm leaning back, and everybody's leaning back real far, but I won't lean back. I'm like taking up, slamming it back, doing this. Finally, I turn and look. I'm hitting the door handle of the.
The door blew open. That little girl would have had a.
Oh, well, hell, I'm just scared too.
Did they give y'all drink service on this plane?
No.
You could probably bring your own.
It says. That would have been great.
I'd have had some sample. Yes.
Yeah. So they went and picked up a truck, and I met them at Lambert's, and we ate good at Lambert's.
This is the height of COVID, too, so no bars were open at the airport.
So what's your go-to meal at Lambert's? I know.
Country fried steak.
Country fried steak, me too. What about you, Johnny?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf? Marty?
Over country fried steak.
Really? I love it, huh?
I like meatloaf.
Oh.
I love a
meatloaf.
And I've
been country fried
steak. Yep, country fried steak all the way. What's
good is the fried pork chops. That and they all you can eat if you didn't know it. Lambert's. Home of Throat Rolls and all you can eat everything else.
We do.
So Slayer.
I ain't been
live from the patio from
Slayer
Lambert's.
Slayer got his plane.
We can go to.
Flew up there. Just go to Lambert's.
Where's his plane at?
He's got a plane?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a plane.
Will it fly us all? Can he fly?
No, he'll fly him and his old lady.
Oh, okay.
I do want a little Cessna's.
So he lands there, and Lambert's will come pick you up at the airport because apparently Lambert's flies and he loves pilots. So he said they're pulling up, and he's like, damn, I should have went on a different day because he said it was wall. I was just crowded.
Always is.
And he said, the guy said, oh, no, don't worry about that. They brought him in the back. Put them up front and said, "Hey, this is a pilot. Give us a good seats."
Oh, I got a Lambert story.
Uh oh.
Put it on me. Yes,
I was about.
I'm gonna embarrass my daughter right here.
Oh, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Oh no, it's good. It's good. She's fine with this. So we go to Lambert's. They're in Sykeson, and we get there and it's hot that day and there's a long line. So we're out there waiting and she's playing on.
How long was it?
Oh God, we sat there for 2 hours. It was a 2 hour like call your number.
Yeah, McDonald's left.
Dude, I've never seen long to sit people. That place huge.
It was packed. When I say it was packed, it was packed. Mm-hmm. And it was like it was middle of July.
Was it packed?
It was hot.
How packed was it?
I don't know how packed it was. It took 2 hours to see it.
Hey,
anyway,
it was hot as hell outside.
Yeah, so she's playing.
How hot was it?
She's playing on all the little toys out there. You know, the little rides, she was little. Little stuff. Yeah, she was little. She's like five or six. So we finally get set down. We're at a booth, so we're all packed in there. You know, it's like six of us, and we're all packed in the booth. And
he didn't tell us who I went with.
They lay our food out there in front of us, and she goes bleh, and just pukes all over the table, like covers the table because she got hot and got sick. And they were nice.
We could have done without that.
Yeah, but she was nice. And
did y'all eat?
They took everything away. They cleaned the table off, and they brought us all brand new stuff.
Boy, I'd have had to catch fried steak and see what dude.
But yeah, y'all, it was the most horrific thing. Like, it was horror. Like, oh God. And we're all sitting there like, but they were super nice about it. And they were super, they obviously deal with this all the time because they had a whole contingency plan for this.
Oh, they're all about business, baby. Yeah. They're all about business.
They had a whole contingency plan for this.
Move them on down the road is what they've been about. Barefoot woman breaks record for running across Lego bricks.
But she did too.
Mom makes painful barefoot Lego sprint. This is down in New Zealand. 100 meters on loose Lego bricks.
100 meters.
24.75 seconds.
Good Lord.
I cannot imagine.
330 feet. I like to be exact.
But now, hold on.
24 seconds she spent on that crap.
That's what? Exactly how long it'd take me because I'd be rolling.
I mean, to me, walking on a whole foot full of Legos wouldn't be as bad as walking on just one.
All right, we'll set you up, break her record if you want to.
The first step.
Oh, Wes is breaking her record.
Uh-oh.
It may be expensive because it took 661 pounds of Legos.
Oh, God.
To do that.
Look, they might be talking about pounds of British money.
How do we know she didn't have diabetes and couldn't feel her feet?
You know what? We'll get Barry Black over here.
Yes.
No, he got fake foot. It'd be 1 foot. Oh, yeah. How far did the 1 foot man make it on?
But I mean, I'm serious. You know, you can't feel your feet. You got diabetes. So why would you just how does that be a record?
I don't know. That don't make because if I stepped on
one,
it'd take me 3 Bella, minutes to get up.
Bella Blue's record or whatever her name was, that's more impressive.
That's oops. Pretty terrible. Bonnie Blue, by the way.
Bonnie Blue.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie Blue.
You ever thought what it might be like to be a mermaid, Jamie?
I'm a mermaid.
I can also say I never have.
Or a mermaid in D.C. area.
I figured you had a story about that, too.
Yeah, one time I was fishing and
a woman who goes by Shay Monique glides through a lake in Northern Virginia.
Was after the flood lands over in Martray.
There you go. You could have been
a she trans mermaid?
Whipping her long tail behind her to splash at the water's surface. There was a picture. Where is it? Oh, she is part of a local business called, are you ready for this? The Society of Fat Mermaids.
What?
This is a real thing. I'm going to show you right here. No, right here. About us. Here it is. They have Society of Fat Mermaids page. Was founded by the Shay Monique, D.C. area-based mermaid model and performer. They encourage you to find your inner merbabe. Jamie, you got to be this. You got to do this. And embrace a joyous, wholehearted life. Diversify the image of merfolk. Remind the world that fat people and fat mermaids are sexy, powerful, intelligent, capable, beautiful, free spirit. I'm a fat mer person.
We will grow into a vibrant
community of vibrant.
I'll pull my phone out right
now. Look at fat. Oh, my word.
Isn't that, what's her name?
No, she's a lot littler than that now.
Okay.
That's
Leon Litt.
Oh, here we go.
That's the healthy mermaid. She's a
thick mermaid.
There's a dude right there.
I need to go eat some tuna fish tonight for supper.
All right. I am looking for the join. What is it called? Society?
Society of FatMermaids.com.
I'm joining right now.
Can you really join?
I don't know. I'm finna find out.
The Society of FatMermaids.com.
I'm sure it's that beautiful.
Oh, you can shop. Let's see what we can buy.
Oh,
we get tees. Hold on, right here. We can do.
Let's see this.
Basic tees.
Meet the mermaids.
Make waves.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Society Fat Mermaids.
Join the society.
Up to hey, you see the size on them shirts, T?
Up to 6X.
Yes.
That's some healthy.
They have a Facebook group, too.
Oh. That's some healthy mermaids.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to be the first to know about our big, sexy beach retreat? Yes.
No, look at the same thing. Okay. I'm on my phone down now.
Oh, you're going to be featured.
That is a flotilla.
Jamie, you can be featured in the Instagram page now.
That is a flotilla.
We could take pictures of you. We could take pictures. Jamie, you could get a tail and get in the pool, and we'll take pictures of you in our pool like a fat mer person.
Hold on. Merfolk? I'm the single guy here. I should be the one to get in the pool.
Merfolk.
We'll use Jamie to lure them in, and then you can pounce on them like a merfolk.
Okay. I'm good with that. You know.
Fat people and fat remind the world that fat people and fat mermaids are sexy, powerful, intelligent, capable, beautiful, free spirited, fun loving, and worthy.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm down.
I bet you those people would be at Comic Con, at SpyCon.
They'll be at Mercon.
That could be a thing.
Mercon?
Google it. Look at Mercon.
Mercon.
That would be a mermaid like, convention.
I was praying to be like, damn, we got to fill these things up every time somebody leaves.
Yes, there's a mermaid convention called Mermaidcon.
Yes,
is the world's largest mermaid convention.
It ain't Hot Springs, please. Don't tell me.
It's at the California Mermaid Convention.
It's going to be San Diego.
Which is the longest running one. Mercon, let's see if I find a link to Mercon.
How did you know about this, Jamie? I got quick. How did you know about this?
Here we go. Attend the last swim of summer, the only Mermaid Tales allowed water park. Whoa.
Hey, let's go get some tail at,
Yeah, we can't go eat.
Yeah.
Why
not? Come
it's
on.
Too much invested.
We're making lonely.
Marathusiast.
There's a bunch of mermaids there.
You're a marathusiast. No, professionals. Tail repair. Underwater performance.
No.
Underwater. I thought that said underwater pornography, but photography.
Photography, yeah.
Make you your own pearl jewelry. There we go.
Seen on Netflix. What?
What?
Watch Mer People Episode 2. That is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
We just stumbled across. I don't know what that was.
This stuff makes those cons you talked about last episode look like normal people.
Yes, yes, 100%. This is kind of strange. I feel uncomfortable all of a sudden.
What if we got a big. Oh, there's that woman right there. Mermaid, professional mermaid, founder of Society
Chamonix.
Of Fat Mermaids. Oh, now this dude's a pimp, then.
Brett Steenley.
An internationally published underwater photographer.
Oh, this is another big fat mermaid.
Founder of Kelsey Aquatics. Wait a minute. All of these mermaids, Sita.
Oh, go to the right. What's the name of the one on the right?
This one?
The mermaid Brizo. I like mermaids.
Those are BBM, Big Beautiful Mermaids.
Big Beautiful Mermaids.
There's doctor. She's going to be the one that this doctor over here, when they decide they're not, learn they're not mermaids, that's what happens. The gala. Got to be 21 to get in there.
I wonder why.
Oh, look, that's, what's that dude? Let's see.
Scooby Steve?
Let's see what kind of packages.
What kind of era he got?
Packages? Oh, packages. No, we don't want to see his packages.
No, these
man.
Are for, my gosh, look at the price of this photo shoot.
I don't know.
Oh, 30 minute photos. See. Okay.
Yeah, it's $350.
Holy. For 30 minutes?
Right there. Oh, God, bliss.
1 hour. Okay, we're going to go be photographers.
100%.
Photographers.
We got AC
camera. 90 minute is $999.
What does that come with? More than photos, probably.
Three work outfits. 8 professionally retouched images. You got 8 images.
Wow.
And we use you as chop bait.
Yo, we are in the wrong profession.
Check out this rascal.
Dude, that is so me.
That is you,
Jamie.
Hey, that's what we're going to start using for your logo. logo.
AI, the hell of a...
Dude, that looks like you. Except beard's better. That beard's better, not yours. There's the cosplay shoots.
Cosplay? You know, we talked about that last episode.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, who knew? I had no idea when I opened that story we were going
to. Secretly, I go to this all the time. I just tell you.
I knew it. That's how you knew about this.
What?
You knew all about it.
Like, I just pulled that out of my mind.
He's like, check Mercons. Mm-hmm.
We what know, other Jimmy? Kind of weird
I was just saying, what other cons can we pick? Random ones.
I'm going to find real ones.
VampCon.
What?
Vampire? Oh, that's easy. Yeah.
VampCon.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
BourbonCon.
Oh, that's Bourbon a con. They thought I said con artist.
Yeah, well, you know, vampires like one of the big things in.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah.
Okay, well, what was that one?
What kind of weird?
There's a whole LARPing thing from vampires.
Oh, there's My Little Pony Brony Cons. I've heard of that.
Brony Cons. I've heard of Bronies.
Anthropomorphic characters, Anthrocon, and professional Santas. There's SantaCon. I knew about that.
SantaCon. DwarfCon.
World Clown Association Con. Jamie, you gotta go to Clown Con.
Oh,
I'll
God,
fight everyone up. I'm scared of clowns. I'm scared of clowns. Others didn't know I'm scared of clowns.
Taxidermy Championships is a convention.
Oh, that's a good one.
Bigfoot Festivals, yeah. Twins Days. 13 bizarre conventions that will make you yearn for Comic-Con. Oh my gosh, there's a Shrek Con.
A Shrek? Okay.
Shrek Fest.
Shrek Fest. Shrek
Fest.
Makes sense.
Redhead Convention?
Oh okay. Lord. Nobody has a soul.
A Spam Jam Festival? That's in Hawaii. I'll go to that one. What is P22 Day? I don't know what that is.
P22?
National Hobo Convention.
That's Hobo or Obo?
Obo?
Hobo. Yeah. Bob Dylan Day. I don't know why that's listed. I'm not going to talk about that one. D.B. Cooper Day. Y'all probably don't know who that is.
D.B. Cooper?
Yep. I don't know. Festa
Confederata. D.B. Cooper? Isn't that the guy who jumped out of the plane?
Yeah.
World Clown Convention. Balloon Convention. Do you get scared of balloons, too? Or just clowns? Okay, that answers my question. Little Green Man Days Festival.
All right. We're getting festival out.
Hey, now speaking of which, you know,
we're talking his language.
Yeah, he said the hobo thing made me think about it. When I was early 20s, you'd stay over at somebody's house, you know, and you'd sleep on their couch. You would sleep on their couch.
What age group?
Early 20s.
Or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay. When you were early 20s having sleepovers with your 15-year-old friend?
Well, you would go over to somebody's house and you'd party a little too hard and you had to sleep on their couch.
Yeah, I got you.
You'd call no hobo. Yeah.
I've never heard no hobo.
Never. You never heard of no hobo?
No.
Okay. It means you're not going to live there forever. You're just crashing for the night. No hobo. I'm going to crash on your couch tonight. No hobo.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Just never heard it.
I did that with Donnie White. And I never left.
Yeah. See, you didn't call it. Hobo. You didn't call it. You were hobo.
They called hobo.
All hobo.
All right. College football this weekend. Hobo. We got some pick'em.
Mobo.
All right.
And we're going to start with the nerd first. He's going to get the easiest one. Ready? Nerd? Georgia versus Tennessee. Georgia versus Tennessee.
I thought we was going to all do our picks.
Yeah, we'll do them one at a time. Kind of like to do on...
Are you writing it down?
Yeah.
Oh, Georgia.
Georgia. Wes?
Georgia.
I'm going to go with Tennessee. Georgia kind of struggled early on with that. Who did they play last week? I remember, but they struggled with them. I didn't like the struggle.
Georgia School of the Blind?
Yeah, pretty much.
So is Georgia, Tennessee?
Georgia, mm-hmm. Tennessee.
I think we'll go to Tennessee, too.
Oh,
the Brothers Thornberry is on the Tennessee train. We got Jay. Tell you what, I think it's hard to bet against Georgia. I'm going to have to take Georgia. They are on the road at Tennessee, but I'm going to take Georgia as team.
Oh, we split 2-2 down
now,
the middle.
To me, this was the hardest one to play. You have South Florida, who arguably has two best wins in the nation, versus Miami at Miami.
Miami
is a 2-touchdown favorite.
I'm taking Miami.
Who you got just to win, Fort Berry?
Just to win, I'm taking Miami because nobody's overlooking South Florida anymore. Miami's going to take this game serious.
I think so, too. I'm going to take Miami as well, Jamie. Marty?
Go Canes.
Canes it is. Wes, you going to take South Florida?
No, I'm going to go with the crowd. I'm going for Miami.
Okay.
Miami.
Now, I'm going to save this one for last. Florida versus LSU?
LSU.
Yeah, LSU.
LSU.
Wait till it's your turn.
Oh, my bad. I got excited.
Wes, Florida versus LSU. Who you got?
I'm going to take LSU.
Jamie.
LSU.
Don't we have an LSU friend?
I'm going to take LSU.
Go Tigers.
T and Marty. Okay, so there's
Marty's like, of course, always got to put a hat on.
All right,
yes, that would be awesome.
Texas A&M versus Notre Dame. Texas A&M versus Notre Dame.
Where's the game at?
1 second, and I'll let you know.
Yes.
College Station.
Oh, it's South Bend.
I have no idea.
Texas at Notre Dame.
At Notre Dame.
Number 8 Notre Dame versus number 16 Texas A&M.
Who's going first?
I think Marty's up.
A&M
to Marty. Wes, who you got?
I think Notre Dame's always overhyped, so I'm going to go with A&M.
All right. Jamie?
I'm going touchdown Jesus.
Notre Dame, T and Jamie. I got Notre Dame as well.
Because A&M's always
overrated. You normally
pick
against Notre Dame, too. But A&M's more overrated.
A&M's always overrated, too.
Yep.
All right, the next game is going to be against the spread.
Is that going to be an overrated game?
I think so. I don't think, yeah. I mean, neither one of those teams have impressed.
The next game is going to be against the spread. It's going to be our beloved Arkansas Razorbacks, unranked at 2-0 versus the number 17th ranked Ole Miss Running Rebels. It'll be 6 p.m. on ESPN.
The Running Rebels
right
short.
Now, Memphis or Mississippi is favored by 8.5 with an over-under of 62. What do you think? We're going to bet the spread and the over. Over under.
What's the spread?
There.
I didn't hear you.
62.5.
There.
It is there.
No, just said the spread is 8.5.
The over under. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Over under 62.5. That's right. Who you got, Jamie?
I'm taking over on the spread.
All right.
I mean, I'm taking the over, and I'm taking them hogs.
And the spread and the points?
Yep.
Marty.
I got to go with Jamie. I was trying to come up with something else, but
Wes,
that just
it breaks my heart. But you know, I'm an Ole Miss grad.
Okay.
So I'm going to go the over for sure. I always take the over Arkansas this year, and I'm going to have to say Ole Miss.
Okay.
That's Wes, and I'm going with Wes on this one.
I almost did
over
the same thing.
Ole Miss run.
So let me.
I almost did the same thing.
So let me ask y'all this. Why are you taking your bet?
I'm sorry?
The bet you placed.
Yeah.
Why are you taking it?
I think our defense will struggle against Ole Miss. I think their quarterback has had a rough couple games, and that kid's pretty damn impressive. I think he's going to come around. I think both teams will put up points, and in the end, their defense will outperform our defense. That's what I think
happens. I think it's going to be a track
and
meet.
And it's at home.
I think it's going to be a track meet.
And it's at home.
I think it's a track meet. I agree.
I thought Marty was going to say something.
I think it's a track meet. I think our defense bends but doesn't break. And I think we shock them at Ole Miss because we always do well at Oxford.
We play tough games against Ole Miss.
We do. We always play up to Ole Miss.
We should the bet at home, yeah. But we'll play tough at Oxford.
That's why I asked where they was playing, but I still got to go with it.
I think you got to go with because I think both their offenses are both phenomenal. And I think you got to go, who's based on the best defense.
So I will say this.
I think Ole Miss has a little bit better defense.
My sweet little baby is taking her first trip away from her parents. She's going to the Arkansas Ole Miss game, dressed to the nines with her Razorback shirt and white boots. And
Angel baby?
And
Angel baby?
No, the Angel baby's going to the game.
His oldest baby.
Oh, your oldest baby. Yep. Yeah.
All right, Marty, why don't you hit that button? I think we've done enough damage for tonight.
How we do a little more?
Barry.
All right, hey, Woo Pig, you heard it here first. Me and Marty calling them hogs.
Wesley.
Well, it breaks my heart not to call the hogs, but I'll still call the hogs and still say that Ole Miss going.
He's calling that land shark.
I'm going with my mind, not my heart.
Woo,
so.
Land shark.
Land shark. Rebel. Go home. Thank you for watching.
Hey guys, hit that like button on your way out. Life in the Petty.
We gone.
Out of here. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done.